So here we go. It's Wednesday, Mark.
Wednesday.
There is that gap between Christmas and New Year.
Yes.
It's Christmas over there.
Yes.
There's New Year over there.
Over there.
And kind of like going back to work.
Yes.
And that gap in between.
Yeah.
Which seems to go on forever.
Yes.
And you lose all sense of where you are.
Twixtmas.
Yes.
Betwixtmas.
Oh, that is. Someone called it Twixtmas, didn't they?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, but it is Wednesday. It's the 28th.
Okay.
We're giving you a gift every single day of Christmas. It's our fourth take of Christmas, and the choir, the King Singers.
You can do that every time.
Yes. Well, they're back. Look.
Okay.
On the fourth take of Christmas, what grandma gave to me? Four coming the birth, three fresh connection hence, two red turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree of life.
It's like hearing, watching dialogue on The English.
You have to say, what?
What did he say?
Play it again. Play it again.
On the fourth take of Christmas, what grandma gave to me?
No idea.
What? Okay, it's not just me, is it? What? No. For what?
I need subtitles. What was that?
For what?
Oh, it's the birds. Four calling the birds.
So it's four calling the birds.
Instead of four calling birds, it's
four calling the birds.
The birds.
Play it again.
On the fourth take of Christmas, what grandma gave to me? Four calling the birds. Three fresh connections.
Okay, all right, that's fine. If it doesn't fit, that's why.
Yeah, you see, now that they say that it's four calling the birds,
okay.
I can understand it.
The birds. Okay, well, before Mark tells us what he remembers... Here's a little sharpener.
Mitch, this isn't usual, is it?
We've been out back looking at the chickens. Something seems to be wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with those chickens, Mitch.
That's the damnest thing I ever saw, and I know it seemed to swoop down at you deliberately.
Birds are not aggressive creatures, miss. They bring beauty into the world. It is mankind, rather, who insists upon making it difficult for life to exist upon this planet.
I mean, birds just don't go around attacking people without no reason, you know what I mean?
I think we're in real trouble.
Huh?
I don't know how this started or why, but I know it's here and we'd be crazy to ignore it.
Did anyone ever say, that's the damnedest thing I ever saw?
Well, they might have said it in America. I don't know. They don't think they ever said it over here. Over here, we would have gone,
eh?
Eh? What's up? So, The Birds, which is Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, Alfred Hitchcock did several Daphne du Maurier adaptations. The Birds, famously, from my point of view, do you remember Jake and Dinos Chapman?
No.
Well, you remember them. They're still working now. So, Jake and Dinos Chapman are two of the sort of most edgy artists of the Brit, whatever the Brit art movement was called.
It was called the Brit art movement.
Yeah. And I did an on stage with either Jake or Dinos. I can't remember which it was, actually. And we showed a clip from The Birds because he remembered really clearly, because he was talking about the inspiration for things like Hell, which is this astonishing installation that they sculpture that they'd done, which is really grotesque. And some of their artwork is really terrifying. And was remembering seeing The Birds on television and being completely traumatized by it, particularly the scene when the camera zooms in on the pecked out eyes. And we asked the audience how many other people shared that memory. And something like half the audience put their hand up, partly because of their age, but partly because so many of them had seen it on television. And that was the thing that they remembered, that absolutely terrifying, you know, pecked out eyes sequence. Also, there's a very funny gag about the birds in, is it High Anxiety? There's a Mel Brooks film in which he's out, so I think it may be High Anxiety, in which the birds start pooing on him. This Mel Brooks is running through the thing. He's being covered in guano to go back.
Thank
to
you,
go
Ralph.
Back to Ralph Richardson, and being chased by bird poo. But an extraordinary piece of work. I still think that there is something particularly special about the source. But then I'm a huge Daphne du Maurier fan.
Do you not think it had a disappointing ending?
It just stops.
They just drive away.
They just drive away very quietly.
What are you? I know. You can't leave Bulldog Basil there with all those birds.
Mr. Roy?
Come on. That doesn't work.
But it is weird, isn't it? They get into the car and drive away very quietly.
Yeah, and just We need birds too. We need more birds.
Did I ever tell you that there was a bird thing? Did I ever tell you about the time when on our lawn, suddenly there was a whole bunch of birds? It was like a thing.
Suddenly there was with the host, the angels.
A whole bunch of birds.
Yeah.
And they were like rolling around like they were drunk. And I was like, what on earth is going on? They were like bumping into things and like not getting out of the way of cars. And there was like tons of them. Turned out it was the Day of the Flying Ants. And what happens is the Day of the Flying Ants.
That's a movie title.
Yeah. The birds eat the ants and the ants have got in them an acid that has the same effect on birds as alcohol does on humans. Wow. And on that day, the birds are effectively, come here, all right, you're my best mate. Oh, all right. That's what they're like. Drunk birds.
Go on, punch me here.
That's why punch me here. Go on.
All that. Very good. Anyway, so
you have to admit, I'm doing, because I'm not prepped for any of this stuff, right?
No prep.
I am just the Christmas stocking filler.
That's Wednesday done. See you on Thursday, which is tomorrow, in case you're counting.